Hi, my name is Cody, and I'm on a mission to break the silence of domestic violence and sexual assault. This production is brought to you by Bolton Refuge House, which is located in Wisconsin. At Bolton Refuge House, we create a safe space through programs and services for all persons impacted by domestic violence, intimate partner violence, and sexual assault, and advocate for social change. You know, everyone, for this podcast being brought to you by Bolton, I sure as heck don't talk a lot about them. And that's a shame because Bolton does a lot of good work. So, today, I thought it'd be a good idea to sit down and talk with the boss lady herself on all things Bolton.
My name is Pat Stein. I'm the executive director of Bolton Refuge House. I've had the privilege of working for Bolton Refuge House since 1996. What made me want to do this work was following my education. I was working with juvenile youths, and I was struggling not understanding some of the dynamics that were existing within the families. And we're talking about the fact that, you know, this was the mid-90s. Desert Storm had just happened. There was a lot of concentration on healing families and those type of things. But it just really seemed as if the population in which I was working with, which were teens that were doing risky behaviors on purpose, it really appeared as if there was some level of dysfunction that existed between who should have been perceived as the protective parent and the juvenile. And so at the time in which juveniles were leaving the detention center, I was meeting with the parents and creating tracking plans, safety plans, those type of things. And it came to my attention very quickly that parents, the protective parents, were often desiring their children to stay in the detained detention centers based on the fact that that created a level of safety for the juvenile. And then recognizing that there was dynamics of domestic violence in the households. And so I started to quickly realize that if I was going to make any kind of critical changes in the lives of individuals, is the fact that I had to have a better understanding about domestic violence, as well as earlier intervention in working with kids. Because once we started to have conversations with the juveniles, it was very apparent that they were living in these households, committing these crimes based on these households, and desiring to leave the households based on the dynamics that were existing, either between both parents and a other significant partner and those type of things. So I started to volunteer at a local domestic violence sexual assault shelter, to which then I just became very interested and decided that that was going to be my career path.
I first wanted Pat to share what the history of Bolton was.
So the history of Bolton Refuge House, it actually started in 1976 by a group of founding mothers, and it actually at that time was called Refuge House. It was a call out from the police department, the Eau Claire City Police Department, to house a victim of domestic violence and her children who were fleeing. So it just kind of evolved from this movement of providing services to individuals who were victims of domestic violence to where we are today, which is our mission is to assist victims of intimate partner violence, domestic violence, sexual assault throughout the lifespan. So that's addressing children who have been exposed and witnessed all the way over to elder abuse. Within the founding mothers, they were, it was a very compassionate, caring, incredible group of women who, I guess, just really had the foresight to see what was needed at a time when women still were very low on their rights, opportunities to possess mortgages. The mandatory arrest law didn't come into play until 1991. So again, it was still very much seen that what was happening in the home was a private matter. It wasn't such that law enforcement had the ability to arrest if they even wanted to. I just think it's extremely impressive that this group of individuals got together and just knew that this was something that we needed to have.
Next, I wanted Pat to explain where Bolton Refuge gets its name from.
In the mid-1980s, Officer Bolton was responding to the refuge house on a domestic call, to which he was able to ensure the safety of the individuals that were at the dwelling. And he got the abuser off the property onto the street, to which then that is when the officer was shot in his stomach, and it was a fatal wound. So from that time then, the Bolton Refuge House, was renamed after Bob Bolton. Since that date, there isn't a day that doesn't go by that you don't think of the sacrifice that Robert Bolton and his family made for the work that we continue to do. So there's a lot of pride in this agency to continue to do the work, to do it in the right way, and to continue to benefit individuals based on the fact that we're holding true the legacy of Officer Robert Bolton.
Real quickly, I just wanted to add that we actually have a whole room dedicated to Robert Bolton. We even refer to it as Bob's Room. So when Pat says that there isn't a day we don't think of Robert Bolton's sacrifice, she's not lying. With that said, I'll move on to what my next question was. I wanted Pat to share with us more on Bolton's mission and the services Bolton provides.
The mission statement of Bolton Refuge House is to provide a safe space for victims of intimate partner violence, domestic violence, sexual assault throughout the lifespan, to do early intervention for children who have been exposed and witness, and then work to make social change. So within that, Bolton Refuge House is a primary victim service provider agency that provides services that range from crisis counseling, supportive listening, personal advocacy, medical advocacy, systems advocacy, legal advocacy, housing advocacy, group support, children's advocacy and programming, mental health services, information and referral. Just a huge array of services are available for individuals that either identify as a victim primarily, or those who are defined as secondary victims. And those secondary victims are persons who have been affected, that are in need of understanding, are in need of support, and in need often of information and referral and guidance in order to assist an individual that they know is experiencing violence within their intimate relationships. So with that, Bolton Refuge House does this work. And we provide the services to individuals at absolutely no cost to those persons. All of our services are confidential and, again, are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
I wanted to know what a typical day looks like as the director of Bolton.
So the typical day of a director, you know, there's always that to-do list that always just continues to sit and gets a little longer as you go. You go in with your expectations of what you want to accomplish. But for me, it's always about the individuals that we're serving and the systems that we're working with first and foremost. So there's many times that those to-do lists just continue to evolve and rotate as your days go by, and immediate services are provided. And they kind of can change what you thought you were going to get done in that day. As a director, you know, for me, it's about just supporting the team that we have in this building to ensure that the victim advocates are recognized as the resource that they are. They're identified and preserved as those persons, and that they're taken care of. Obviously, for individuals that we're providing the direct services for as well, that they are being taken care of, their needs are being met, and that we're respecting their own self-determination. I had an individual who was he's just very dear to me, and he sat on our board of directors for a very long time, and he said that the role of a director is to have their hands on a roll of toilet paper and then have their hands in all the other things that you need to do. And that's exactly it, is you have to be fiscally aware and fiscally responsible, but at the same time, you have to be paying attention to what is the biggest need and ensuring that those needs are being addressed.
I was then curious about any kind of challenges Pat faced with running Bolton.
challenges of running Bolton Refuge House, again, as I stated several times, it really is a privilege to be part of this team at Bolton Refuge House. But as all of us, we have challenges, things in our world that make what we desire difficult. One of the things that I would say that we're experiencing extremely heavy in 2023 is a funding shortage. This year, we're getting hit very hard with a significant deficit. It's about $138,000 we're working on capturing those dollars. It isn't for a loss of funding based on anything that Bolton Refuge House did wrong. It really is just the fact that legislation has changed, funding streams have tightened down, competitiveness has increased. There's just more things that are happening with less dollars that are available. And at this particular point, emergency sheltering is one of those services that got cut and got cut significantly. And so the biggest challenge for us is to continue to operate our programs as we are. That's been a role of Bolton Refuge House since conception, is not to start something that we can't keep going. We are committed to continuing to operate as we are, a 24-hour awake agency that runs supportive services and emergency shelter throughout every day of the entire year. So funding being heavy on the amount of grant dollars that we receive is a significant challenge. I guess the other thing is that there's never enough time in the day. There's always plans, ideas, goals, objectives, things that you want to enhance, improve, work collaboratively with your community partners to grow. And there's just times that some of those things have to just continue to be on that to-do list, as, again, you have to remember that you're one person, and we're all a team doing the same work.
After Pat explained the current challenges Bolton faced, I was curious about what type of donations Bolton could always use, and if she could further discuss volunteer opportunities.
Bolton Refuge House could always use, again, areas in which help us continue to do our programming, our basic operation donations. Things like postage stamps, printing paper, ink cartridges, garbage bags, cleaning supplies. Those types of items that you would think of that you need in your own home to kind of make things work. So we do have a couple local businesses that keep us pretty well stocked on paper products. So we're okay with those things. But for us, things that offset our operation costs, those type of tangible items. Of course, financial assistance is always extremely important and beneficial. We have had some individuals that have left memorials for us at the time that a loved one has departed. We've had other individuals who have written Bolton Refuge House in their wills. Those things are obviously just imperative for, again, keeping us at the financial health that we need to. But they're really gifts that give just so far above and beyond. For direct client services, the way in which we can use donations to assist persons that are using our services, both within the community as well as within our housing programs, would be non-perishable food items, bus passes, laundry, pods, detergents, even at times to be even thought of at a family reunion, a family event. If you have a potluck, if you have a wedding, if you have a picnic, if you have a funeral, thinking of us for your leftovers has been extremely well received within the emergency shelter and the transitional housing units, clients, to aid them in food that's been prepared and is ready to be distributed and eaten has made a lot of individuals' days much easier. So even thinking of us in those kind of ways has been extremely helpful. There are many volunteer opportunities here at Bolton Refuge House, and even though we're out of the pandemic, there's a lot of opportunities for you to continue to stay safe in those types of areas. We have several facilities within the city of Eau Claire and within the Jackson County area. So we're always looking for yard work, outside maintenance, simple maintenance tasks inside. Painters were looking for individuals who desire to take on organizing, assisting us with picking up donations, cleaning the facilities, washing the outside of the facilities. We do have children's groups that we also are looking for individuals who may want to facilitate adult and or children's groups. Again, it's really just there's just a plethora of opportunities. So if there's anybody who wants to share their skills, their talents, their time, please go on the Bolton Refuge House website and there's a volunteer tab. You can fill out that information and then our volunteer coordinator will get back in touch with you. Again, these can be single opportunities for an individual to just work on their own. It could be a one-time group. It could be continuous groups. It could be a school project. You name it, we're available. Again, extremely flexible. Our sites are open 24 hours a day. There are some background checks that we need to do to ensure that you're safe, but there's a lot of availability for volunteer opportunities.
And finally, the question we've all been waiting for. What does the director of Bolton do to de-stress?
As the director at Bolton Refuge House, what I do to de-stress is now I get to play in the dirt. So I'm very, very excited for spring and such. So getting outside, just listening to the birds and such are fun things for me. I also very much enjoy my family, and so they're a very good distraction. Laughing, watching comedy shows, doing some simple hobbies in the house. And oddly, I guess one of my biggest ways in which I de-stress is just taking a car ride, which I have the luxury of doing every single day. So pretty simple life, but it's just one of those that I guess I appreciate, and I go home and I very much appreciate the simpleness behind my world, and also the fact that for all of us who are living in healthy relationships, we really do need to recognize the fact that it is a gift that you can shut your own bathroom door when you use the bathroom, that you have a bedroom door when you go to sleep, that you can drive your car without it being monitored. And again, I am not at all holding responsibility to victims who are living in these unhealthy relationships. It has to be, and it is extremely difficult for them to be living in those conditions. Extremely traumatic. It is the abuser's fault that these activities are occurring and such, but recognizing, I guess, where your sanctuary is, and all of us have that. Even for individuals who are living in trauma daily, they do work, and if they work with us, we talk about the fact of where do you go to find peace, where do you go for your sanctuary, and even if it's 2 minutes in the day, it's your 2 minutes, and that's really important. So it's important for us to let work be work and home be home, but as a director, I very much am still committed to doing direct services, so that's one of those things that I have to just be real cognizant of, is ensuring that I'm paying attention to myself and my family.
If you're interested in learning more about Bolton and the things we do, feel free to look us up at www.boltonrefuge.org. Also, why not check out our Facebook page? With that being said, I'd like to give a special thanks to Pat for taking the time to be on the podcast. And of course, I'd like to thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day or night, and until next time. If you or someone you know is affected by domestic violence or sexual assault, I encourage you to reach out to our 100% confidential 24-hour hotline. That number is 715-834-9578. We have trained advocates ready to help.